Okay, mamas, we are gonna be talking some real talk today because I've been hearing this word tossed around for years. I've actually strived for it many times over. The balanced life. And if you are like me, you are a mama, you have a lot on your plate, whether it's work, having a business, homeschool, sending your kids to traditional school, managing your house, trying to figure out what's for dinner, all of the things, and you are striving so hard for a balanced life. In this episode, we're going to talk about how that will drive you nuts. Yes, going for that balanced life will make you go cuckoo and crazy and make you feel like a failure and all the things above. So I'm going to give you an alternative. In this episode, we're going to talk about how you can strive for something else that will feel better for you, that will feel more successful, that will actually give you a different perspective on how you can live a life that is not balanced, but is more purposeful and will help you enjoy the journey that you are on. That's called life. All right, if you haven't already done it, definitely go and download my free gift to you. It's talking about unschooling and deschooling, and it is the packet that you need, especially if you've been considering homeschooling, if you are homeschooling, or if you just want to even know what it's all about, go get it. It's a freebie. The link is in my show notes. Let's jump into this episode. Aloha mamas, you've made it to the Homeschooling Entrepreneur Mom Podcast. I'm Kavaya Quinn, RN turned full-time entrepreneur and homeschool rock star to 5 kiddos. I know you're frustrated with homeschooling. You know there's a way to make it fun, but you haven't figured it out yet. And you're overwhelmed with combining homeschool and making money from home. You're wishing for a way to integrate homeschooling and building a business while giving your kiddos the gift of entrepreneurship. So if you're ready to create a homeschool filled with fun and adventures while you're making money, get your favorite mama juice and throw your hair in a messy bun. Let's get to work. Aloha, my friends. Welcome to an episode where we're going to be kind of debunking the balanced life. And I actually had to kind of like humble myself on this one because I used to preach that, like, you can totally have a balanced life. You can go and get this and that and still balance it in the craziness and the chaos that you call life. And then what I was realizing over the past few years, I want to say the past 2 to 3 years, as I went through a lot of personal development training, as I read a ton of books, listened to podcasts, went through this journey that kept pivoting and changing in my life. And what I realized was every time I strived, meaning I went for it, I worked so hard to get a balanced life, I was driving myself insane. Because here I am, I got 5 kids, I'm an entrepreneur, I love volunteering at my church, I love working towards new ventures, you know, having my hand in helping people maybe create a business or expand their business. I love like being a part of something new. I love going back and helping people who are my friends or acquaintances that want to try something different, whether it's with homeschooling, with a business, or whether it's just trying to balance homeschooling and a work life, or homeschooling and motherhood, or just something in itself. I've always tried to say, okay, like, let's go search for balance. But what was really happening was my soul, my spirit was being depleted. And it took me time to realize that I was giving out energy, meaning if you don't believe in energy, then giving out effort. I was kind of giving my time, giving out all of these things, whether it's like helping other people, giving tips, giving value, but I was not replacing it. And what was happening was I kept telling myself, no, I just need to find a balance and then I will feel better. So what was happening was maybe I was replacing it, but I wasn't replacing it enough. I was just trying to replace it to that balance level, when in actuality, I should have been replacing it past the balance level and going into overflow. So the best visual I can give you is if you're thinking about a scale, like, you know, those old school weighted scales where, I don't know, it looks like a seesaw. I think that's the best visual. Imagine you're on a seesaw. And then one side is you giving out on your energy and the other side, or giving out your energy, your time, your effort, your gifts, whatever you want to call it, your value. And on the other side of the seesaw is all the things that fill you up, whether it's working out, exercise, your love language, having time with God, praying, whatever it is. That's on the other side of the seesaw. Now, if you are continuing to strive for balance, what you're trying to look for is that seesaw to be perpendicular, basically flat. And what's happening there is, okay, I'm going to give out, give out, give out. So let's say that's the left side of the seesaw. You're going to give out value. You're going to help other people. You're going to pour into others. And let's say every time that happens, the left side of the seesaw gets heavier and heavier and heavier and starts to go down. Basically, if you know how a seesaw works, if one side is way heavier than the other, then that side just hits the ground, right? Hits the ground, and that's where you basically are planted. You're planted in a place that's more heavier, that feels like this is what you're living in. So imagine that. Is that the place you want to be in? You want to be in a place where you're just giving out all your time, your energy, all the things like that you're gifted on doing, whether it's being a mom, an entrepreneur, a homeschooler, whatever you want to call it. All of that is in this left side of the seesaw, weighing down on you. What's on the right side? Well, on the right side was all the things that pour into you. Now it's flying in the sky. It's all the way up there. It doesn't feel grounded. It's way too light because it's depleted of everything else, because all the things you that fills you up now like drains. If you look at the seesaw, I'm like trying to draw it in the sky and you guys are listening to me. But basically the left side of the seesaw is down, the right side is up, and think of all the things that fill up your spirit, that make you feel joyful, make you feel loved. All those things that was in on the right side of that seesaw is literally sliding down towards the right. I mean, towards the left. It's sliding down the seesaw towards the heavier part, and you are being depleted. That is what is basically happening when you give too much out. So you're like, I need to find balance. And when you strive for balance, now you're going to say, okay, I'm going to give out a little bit on my left side. Now I'm going to go and serve here. I'm going to go do this with my time here. And then you're like, oh, wait, I need to work out. I need to pour back into myself, maybe do some prayer and Bible study, whatever really pours back into you. For me, it's dancing. It's, you know, having devotion time with God. It's definitely working out. So let's say you do that. And then you pour back into yourself on the right side, and now you tip it back to balance. Well, guess what? The next time you decide to give out again, meaning, you know, pour into something else that doesn't really fill your spirit, but really just kind of maybe it warms your heart. Maybe it's something you like to do. And you do that on the left side, you're now out of balance again. You're out of balance again. And you're just in this teeter-totter feeling consistently, because now you're trying to like give out on your left side and you're trying to pour back into yourself on the right. And that's what's going to drive you crazy. What I am saying I learned to do, and I hope you can hear this and it speaks to you, is that instead of doing that, what if you adopted the alternative, a different way of thinking? Instead of just striving to put yourself back into balance, where you just give yourself enough to feed your soul that you're back in that straight line, why not strive for overflow on that right side of the seesaw? So what that may look like instead is, okay, I'm going to do my devotions every single day. I am going to work out X times a week. I'm going to do stretches. I'm going to do mobility. I'm going to dance in the middle of the day for no reason. I'm going to read a book. Whatever that is for you. Maybe it's getting outdoors. Maybe it's going into your garden. Maybe it's going for a walk, spending time with your hubby. Imagine pouring back in way over balance, meaning now you're tipping the scale more towards the right. You want that side almost to the ground as much as you can, because now anytime you give out on the left-hand side, anytime, you know, you have to do something stressful, maybe you have to like pivot and manage the chaos that's in your home or at work or whatever, or maybe it's just, you know, dropping your kids off at multiple places, volunteering for something you really didn't want to volunteer, but you're like, you know what, I feel like I should pour back into whatever that may be on the other side of the scale that you're giving up, that's kind of taking away from your energy, your livelihood, or whatever that may be. No matter what you do on that side, you will still feel fulfilled. You will still feel like you can give out that time, that energy, that value. You will still feel like you're way over the balance level, meaning it will be, that's where you can feel that you can do all these things. That's where you will feel like saying yes to a new commitment or something else will feel good in your spirit. That's how I realize I want to do things more. I want to feel good about saying yes rather than feeling guilty, rather than feeling like I have to do it. I want to say yes. I want to feel good to say yes to helping out a friend or volunteering at, you know, at my kids' things or volunteering at church. Like, I don't want to feel obligated, but how do I get to that feeling? And I realize, like, if I keep ignoring pouring back into my soul, pouring back into my spirit, pouring back into things that feel good, then I'm always going to be teeter-tottering. I'm always going to be trying to justify why I should be doing this. It's not going to come from a good place. I think that's the best way to say it. It's not going to come from a good place. So here's the thing. If you understand that when you're in balance and you're just that close, what's really happening is, if you just go in the wrong direction, meaning you get stressed out, it will tip so fast that now you're going back in the wrong direction, versus putting yourself in a place where the balance, quote unquote balance, is tipped, is totally unbalanced, because it's tipped to the side of you fulfilling, you know, praying, devotions, taking care of your body, pouring back into your family, your husband, whatever that means to you. Like, if you pour back into that and you're really tipped on that side, whether it might be like going, creating and building your business, if that fulfills you, then pour into that side as much as you can, so that any stress or anything that really doesn't fall into that side will not take you overboard, will not make you feel overwhelmed. That's the concept. That's the alternative. So here's a few tips for you. First, you need to understand that each new chapter in your life will not be the same as the last. I think that's where a lot of the tipping of the scales happen. When you start a new journey or a new chapter in your life, you try to do all the old things that worked before. And when they stop working, you're like, why? What is happening? Well, it's not the same. Things will change, shift. So your balance will be teetering, because now you have to kind of recalibrate and go, okay, what I know, what really fuels me, fills and fuels me. You should know those things. If you don't, write it down. That's another tip. Think about what really feeds your spirit and your soul. What is that non-negotiables that revitalizes you, that heals you, that allows you to show up as a kind, empathetic, yes, goal-getting person? It could be somebody who is striving for success. Yes, but what do you need to do that will get you to that point where you show up as a good person? I think that's the best way to say it. Would it be working out? Would it be resting, journaling, getting outside? For me, it's working in the yard. Would it be building a project? You know, expressing yourself through creativity, through art, through crafts, going on an adventure. What is that? Identify that for sure. And then how are you integrating it into your life? How often are you doing it? You should do something at least every single day. It doesn't have to be the same thing, but something at least every single day. Definitely say no to what doesn't serve you. And I don't mean this in a selfish way. When you are in tune to what feeds your soul, so for example, devotions, praying, reading your scriptures, worshiping God, like a lot of that is what feeds my soul. And I put on some worship music every single day. And I try to get into a place where like, okay, God, where do you need me today? Who do you need me to help? Let it show up in my life and, you know, help remove distractions. So if I really look at something and I'm like, you know, somebody asked me to help them with something, somebody asked me to volunteer or come, or like, hey, can you meet up and do these things? I really have to look at that. One, does it fit into my schedule? Is it something I want to say, yes, I would love to do that for you? Or is it something where I'm teetering and tottering on? Because if it really doesn't serve you, serve your purpose, or you don't feel like it's from God going, I need you in this place, then say no. Because God has a bigger purpose for you. Definitely be protective of your time and don't be hard on yourself for not doing something. Because if I had to choose where to spend my time between two different things, I would definitely, and they both served other people, not just me, like I would look at both of them and go, okay, where would I bring the most value? Where would I feel great saying yes to going there? So be protective of your time. Because another thing one of my friends says, and I love to repeat it back to her when she forgets and she repeats it to me when I forget, is that when you say yes to something, you're saying no to something else. So if you're saying yes to going and helping something else, like for instance, I love helping resting practice. If I say yes to that, then that means I'm saying no to spending time with my family during that time frame. So that's another way to think about it. What are you saying no to if you're saying yes to something else? And then definitely reflect on your journey to remind you of your progress. Because if you reflect on your journey to just focus on being balanced, you're going to miss the entire journey. Reflect on your journey to go, okay, how far have I gotten? What mistakes have I made along the way? How could I pivot or change? Because that way it allows you to be better and feel better. I think that's the best way. Not be better, feel better through the journey as you continue. So those are all the tips. I'm going to leave you with that. I know that was a lot. And I hope at least one thing spoke to you today. Like I said in the beginning, if you didn't go and get my free gift, definitely go into my show notes, click on that link and get the unschooling and deschooling packet, because it's going to teach you how you think schooling is supposed to be, but maybe it's holding you back from having the homeschool that you really want, how you should be unschooling and deschooling, unschooling your kids, deschooling yourself. Definitely important when you're starting homeschool or if you're thinking about homeschool. So go get that freebie, my gift to you, and I'll see you on the next one. Hey, mama friend, if this podcast inspired, encouraged, or gave you confidence to take action today, I would love for you to share it in your Instagram stories. Tag me at @Kavai_Aquin. Then drop it in a message to another friend who needs to hear it too. The biggest compliment would be for you to take a minute from your busy mama day and leave me a review and subscribe. I'm so grateful for you, and I'd love to keep this conversation going. The best way to connect would be in my Facebook group, bit.ly/HEM support group. Till next time, lots of aloha, kawaii.